Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 8% of children in the U.S. have asthma, according to the Center for Disease Control, accounting for one-fourth of all sufferers in America. Bruce Springsteen's most recent E Street tour sold an estimated $268 million in tickets around the world. An Israeli-German artist put graffiti on the sidewalk of the Twitter offices in Berlin of a series of racist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic slurs that have been reported on Twitter feeds and allowed to remain there. In Charlottesville, Virginia, both organizers and critics have said this was the largest gathering of white nationalists in recent years. It was organized to protest the planned removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park that once bore the name of the Confederate general but was renamed Emancipation Park. After the demonstration, a car plowed into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one and injuring more than a dozen. Roads are the largest category of public works, about one-third of annual public works spending, largely funded by federal gas tax at 18.4 cents a gallon. On any given day, there are roughly 428,000 children in foster care in the U.S., according to Children's Rights, a national nonprofit. In the 16th century, British trials, people suspected of crimes had no right to, in advance, to learn of their evidence against them or even the charges, because the element of surprise was deemed crucial to finding the truth. A record of $54.1 billion will be spent on back-to-school shopping this year. Transportation Department has estimated that airlines collected more than $4.1 billion last year in baggage fees. There are 25,000 vacant buildings in Detroit. The official salary of a lawmaker in Kenya is 25 times higher than that of an average citizen. Generic drugs account for nearly 90% of all prescriptions filled in the U.S. Google processes more than 3 billion search queries daily. U.S. police officers kill about 1,000 people and wound more than 50,000 annually. In 2014, Wisconsin passed a law requiring independent investigations of police actions that result in a civilian death. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.